The Extraordinary Life of Mary Seacole, published by Penguin Books. Written by Nadia Redgrave and illustrated by Aliana Harris. Who was Mary Seacole? Mary Seacole was a British doctress and businesswoman born in Jamaica who became known as a hero for her work during the Crimean War. A doctress is a woman from the Caribbean islands who could cure illnesses with local herbs and medicines. On the 23rd of November 1805, Mary Jane Grant was born in Kingston, the capital of Jamaica. Right from when she was little, Mary learned all about herbal medicines from her mother, who ran a boarding house. A boarding house is a house, often a family home, where rooms are rented out to lodgers for weeks, months, or even years. Soldiers who were stationed in Jamaica often visited the boarding houses for meals and supplies. They also went to be treated for different illnesses by Mary's mother, who was known for being a talented healer. By watching her mother, Mary discovered her own passion for treating sick people, which continued throughout her life. Mary was a bold and brave woman who often travelled alone. This was unusual for a woman during the 1800s, but Mary was very independent. She wrote all about her travels in the book, Wonderful Adventures of Mrs. Seacole in Many Lands. It was the first ever autobiography published by a free black woman in the British Empire. An autobiography is a book that an author writes about their own life, sometimes called a memoir. We've just mentioned the British Empire, which the book explains like this. Great Britain used to rule over many different places all over the world. It took control by invading and forcing the people already living there to submit to British rule. This was called the British Empire. Jamaica was seized by the British in 1655. In her book, Mary wrote about the difficulties she faced being a brown-skinned woman travelling overseas because of prejudice against people with dark skin. At the time, black people were often called cruel names and many weren't allowed to have the same jobs or share the same spaces as white people. Mary experienced this firsthand when she was turned away while trying to board a boat with white American passengers. This sometimes made it hard for Mary to follow her dreams, but she was very determined. She wanted to help people and she refused to let anything get in her way. When the Crimean War had broken out in 1853, Mary had travelled to London to apply for a job as a hospital nurse in the Crimea. Mary arrived in the Crimea with letters from British Army officers whom she had treated in Jamaica that proved she had great medical skills. She was turned down by the British War Office, but she didn't give up. Instead, she travelled to the war zone with her own money and set up a place where she provided home-cooked meals and supplies to soldiers and treated them when they were sick and wounded. Mary is now remembered for her bravery and medical knowledge while caring for British soldiers during the Crimean War. Did you know a statue of Mary was erected outside St Thomas's Hospital in London in 2016?